Our next guest has a terrific exterior cladding product. It is called Trespa. Michael Provenza with Trespa North America. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Great. Share with our audience what Trespa is and how it differs from other exterior cladding products.
Okay, so Trespa is a Dutch company, 60-year-old plus company. So manufactured in the Netherlands. The product itself is very unique in a couple of ways, but the material is made primarily of wood. So it's 70% wood in the form of heavy craft paper, soaked in a phenolic resin bath, and under high heat and high pressure forms a high compact laminate product, HPL.
Yeah, it looks like a laminate.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the word laminate's a little tricky because when I hear laminate, I think of a substrate with something glued on top, so it's not that. Mm-hmm. Under the high heat and high pressure during manufacturing, it's actually a thermally set product, so there's no gluing or any laminate glued onto something.
Michael, I've looked at the product.
So it's a one-piece item.
It is.
I've looked at the product installed horizontally.
Yep.
I have an interest in installing the product vertically.
And diagonally.
Do you have that configuration yet?
Sure.
It can be done either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about diagonally?
Sure.
Now, it has to be furred also.
So there's a couple of forms of the product. What we're best known for is a commercial segment of the marketplace, and it's a large format sheet, and it's fabricated, CNC cut into any design, so it's very dynamic in terms of architectural design. That's what we're known for. That's what we've done for the 55, 60 years.
How big are the sheets?
They're for manufacturing, so it wouldn't matter, meaning that, so you don't take our sheet and put it up on the wall. Our biggest sheet is 7x14, 7 foot by 14 foot.
One piece?
Yeah, so I'm saying our product you wouldn't get and put it up on the wall. So it's cut into the shape of the design of the architect or the designer's desire. So the other product we have that we established a couple years ago is taking that sheet or the large sheet format, prefabricating it to planks like siding. So that material is a residential-focused siding, plank siding material.
Now, I saw on the website, I was looking at your product about a month ago, and I saw on the website that there is a frame that the material is installed in. Is that correct? Or, I mean, it wasn't clear to me from the pictures how the residential product goes on. Is it nailed on, glued on? Is there a frame that it sits in? How is it applied?
So the residential product has two applications. So it's a plank siding. So it could do in a lap siding. So it's a traditional shiplap.
Got it.
So it's screwed and it's overlapping each other. So it's very easy. There's no frame to speak of. There's corner beads or corner
But it's not face nailed.
No, it's stainless steel screwed. So you drill through it and you screw it. That's the lap. That's the least popular. The most popular is a flush siding. So it's a tongue and groove application. That gets installed with a small aluminum H-clip. So it starts out with a starter strip, so you level that off. The first piece locks into that. A little H-clip every 16 inches gets screwed in place.
Screws the H-clip in,
and then
another piece on top of that.
Yep, locks up and goes up.
Now, this means that the siding is about a 16th of an inch away from the building paper.
No.
Because of the clips.
No. So it needs, it's a rain screen application. So it's an open, back ventilated rain screen application. So it needs to breathe. So what you would do in that case is a furring strip.
Yes.
So that's where the furring strip comes into your earlier question.
Okay. So it's ventilated, and why is it ventilated?
So unlike a lot of things we do here in the U.S. where it's caulked and sealed, this application, the rain screen application, doesn't fight Mother Nature. It works with a drainage plane. So it's open, ventilated, so there's gaps and there's open areas where moisture, wind-driven rain, or moisture can get in by design. In the normal acting convection behind the product dries it out and also has availability to weep out. So again, we're not fighting it because, you know, a caulked-in product is only as good as the caulk itself. So we're like the natural, like a bark of a tree. It's a very natural process.
So how thick are the furring strips?
Your normal furring strip. So it's a 3/4 inch.
Whatever.
1 inch, yeah. So
whatever.
It's a minimum of 3/4 inch is what we need, or we feel we need, to have our product breathe properly.
Now, how do you prevent mice from coming up into the bottom of the siding?
Well, it has to be a very little mouse, I guess. But it's 3/4 inch. The bottom typically has
flashing,
a screen. It's a vented screen.
Understood.
And the other question we typically get is, because it's open, what about insects? Wouldn't insects nest in there? And honestly, because of the naturally occurring convection, insects don't like it. They're bothered by the flow of air that's naturally forming behind the product.
Michael Provenza, Commercial Vice President, Trespa. Our audience may get more information on this evolving technology by going where?
Trespa.com.
T-R-E-S-P-A.com.
Yes.
Thank you,
sir.
Michael.
Thank you. Great having me. Thanks.